Thank you, Doug, for moderating. Really appreciate it. Thank you, panelists. Really interesting information, a lot for us to walk away with. That last question actually pointed out really what this meeting is about, is trying to get people some information as to how to take action. So, in fact, the report that the Northern Pass Advisory Committee put up on the town website includes information about that health issue, which countries have done have legislation around it, which states have legislation around it. So if that's your issue, you can organize around that. I want to pose one final question to the panelists, but before that happens, where's Jeannie? Jeannie Menard, thank you for organizing the refreshments with, I believe, Nicole Ruderman helped with that. So appreciate that. Bill Clark, thanks for the sound system. Appreciate it. Okay, so last question is this. In 30 seconds or less from each panelist, if you can give the crowd here, if there's one thing that you would suggest taking action on around Northern Pass that you think is going to have some oomph, what would it be? And I'll end on that note. Thank you.
We'll go left or right.
I'd really like to go left. So I guess the one key thing in 30 seconds, and there's going to be differences in view here, obviously, which is why a panel is realistic. Sandy and I don't have a lot of faith in the federal process. We don't have a lot of faith in the state administrative process as well. We think bureaucrats are, as someone said, sort of programmed or destined or directed to say yes. And so we think the best way to fight this is through political action at the local level and the state level. Just the crowd in this room today walking into offices in Concord and expressing clearly what your problems are and your concerns are can be very meaningful. And in your town as well. It was distressing to hear these examples of things that, again, maybe I'm wrong, but it sounds like there should be town remedies for some of this. It sounds like it's not happening. That action is in your power to make happen. You elect your town officials, you elect your senator, you elect your reps, make them work for you.
I would like to urge you to look over here to the easels, and you'll see CELDF, Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund. It is a fact these days that if a corporation like Northeast Utilities gets permits from the federal and state government, anything you may say, anything you may feel, any regulatory ordinance you may make will make no difference. You're not even a speed bump. What you need to understand is that you need to change the rules. And we have to start from the ground up and reclaim our rights as citizens so that we can control our what happens in our local communities and take care of our own problems. Because the folks at the federal and state level are not going to do it for us. So I'm agreeing with Jim. But I urge you to go to that website and look at the information and think about alternatives to the way things are done now. Thank you.
When I was here a year ago, the state, those of us who questioned the wisdom of Northern Pass were in a very different position. There was an aura of inevitability. I think that aura of inevitability has been rolled back. I think there's very much question as to whether Northern Pass as a project will go forward. The reason that has occurred is because people have said no. And so if there's one thing that Deerfield could do, if you don't think this is a good idea for community, Deerfield needs to say no. You don't need a political process to do that. You need as a community to stand up and say no. That will be heard by the real decision makers, which I believe are up in Canada. And they will get tired of messing around with Northern Pass.
I think it's difficult to identify one key strategy, and I think the question was one thing you could do with some oomph. I think someone alluded to this earlier. I think what's important is staying power. Northern Pass has staying power. They will wait this out if they have to. So you have to understand that this is going to play out over a period of time and be prepared for that. and engage your elected officials, and in doing so, I would urge you not to forget the congressional delegation, your senator, your U.S. senators, and your representative to Congress. They can play a role. They can make the federal permitting process a little less bureaucratic if those permitting bureaucrats understand that there is real political concern.
So we didn't get into a lot of tonight, but I think one of the things to consider about the Northern Pass project is it's not the only way for Hydro-Quebec to get power into the United States. I think they're here because the folks at PSNH convinced them that it would be easy to permit this project and put it through New Hampshire. The more we make it hard, the more it's going to become challenging for PSNH to convince the folks in Canada that it's really easy to set a power project like this in New Hampshire, and maybe it will go away and a project would get built somewhere else.